Welcome to FM Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Lamed Vov in the Oizvod edition, Perek Chamishi, Halacha Aleph, starting in the Gemara immediately after the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, the Flamidam would base at the bottom, Elam and Munisho Bamigdash Vechule. Says the Gemara, what is the list of people that we just mentioned? Rav Chizkiya, Omer Chizkiya quoted, he says, Rav Simon Verabonon. Chad Omar, one of them said, Ksheire Dor Vedor Baalim Nart. He saw the best ones, the most Ksheri people that were in these jams. So got the title, this job became the title of this person because he was the most kosher one. The Flamed Vov Amudav says the Gemara, V'chorno Amar, the other one said, Misha Boiso Adori, Mona Mashu Bedoyer. Meaning the Tano of the Mishnah mentioned everybody that was in that generation that was in his time. So that was the names that he used. Says the Gemara, Manda Amar, Ksheir called over Dor Baalim Nois. If it's all the Ksheirim, so Kulu Moim is Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. They're all Ksheirim, so all Tzadikim. This is referring to the Mishnah Meseches Yuma. So it mentions different people that did different things. And they said some of them are considered to be Zechet Tzad Livrocha, or say them for Shvach. And some of them are Lignai. And there it mentions that some of them that were Lignai was Beis Garmu, that didn't want to teach other people how to do Lechem Aparim. And Beis Avtinas, they didn't want to teach people how to do the Ketoris. So Agmar says, if you hold that the list of people in this Mishnah are all Kshein Shebichol Devedar, so you can't call them Rishoyim, the Tzadikim. Hi, so why didn't they want to teach? The Gemara there in Yuma explains why they didn't want to teach. There was a reason why they didn't want to teach, but they have a good reason. It wasn't just because of Rishus. So back to our Gemara, the Gemara says that's what it means, Zechet Tzadik Livrocha, if you hold the work share. But man da'or misha bo'isa ador imona mash v'doyro, that this list is not referring to the Tzadikim. The ones that were in that generation, you could apply there, al kulu mo'im Hashem Rishoy Mirkov, you could apply there that maybe the Rishoyim, there's no raya there were Tzadikim. Who has the titles Zechet Tzad Livrocha? I've been caught with Chaver, because of Chaver, or the ones mentioned there in Meseches Yuma, that he made 12 spigots to the Kiyor, because he wanted to make sure that everybody can wash from the Kiyor. That's a tzaddik. Says the Gemara, it says in the pasuk, "Lachen echalek labarabim v'satsumi mechalek shalal," giving the reward for someone who is mechalek shalal. Who is that? Sarah Bekiva Shitkin Midrash Halachas v'Hagodes. He taught the Medrash, Halachas, and Agodas. V'yeshoyim, some say, no, the one who did Medrash, Halachas, and Agodas, Elo Anshek Nesek Doilo. Elo Ma'it Kin Ze Klolin and Protein. He did all the Klolin, these rules. Klal Omar Be'akiva. Omar Avo Ktiv U'mishpocho Yisoyfim Yoish Ve'yavetz. Referring to the family of Atniel Ben Kenas. Says the Gemara, Matom Olom Yisoyfim. Why are they called Yisoyfim? Elo Shasut HaTorah Sfoyus Foyus. In order to remember the Torah, they put it into rules, into clusters of numbers. For example, Chamisha Lo Yitrumu, the five should not do Trumu. Chamisha Dvarim Chayavim Bechalos, five things are Chayavim Chalos. Chamesh Yisrei Noshim Poitru Tzoresem. There's a list of 15 women that they're pointed at Tzor from Yibum. Shloishim Yishesh Krisis B'Toyo, there's 36 Krisis in the Toyo. Shloisha Sa'adavar B'Nivlas Oif Tor, there's 13 things in a Nevela of Oif, which is Tor, which is a Tor Oif and not a Tom Oif. Arba Ovis Nezikin. There's four Ovis Nezikin that you chaya for. Ovis Melachas, Aboim Chosor Achas. There's 39 Melachas in Shabbos. So they put everything into numbers to remember it. Omar Vach Ektiv, Le Ezra, Koyen, Ha Soifer. Matum Olam Ha Soifer. Already mentioned before he was a Soifer. El Kashem Shah Soifer B'Divri Toyer, or Kach Ha Soifer B'Divri Chachomim. He counted Toyer and he counted B'Divri Chachomim. Toyer means he was counting all the letters in the Toyer. And counting B'Divri Chachomim means he made Simonim for B'Divri Chachomim, as we said before. Rav Chaga b'Shem Shmuel bar Nachman Arishonim Chorshu v'Zoru. The early generations, they plowed, they planted, Nikshu Kischu, they removed all the bad seeds. Idru was digging around the trees. Kotsu, they harvest. Imru, they piled. Dashu, they cleaned it up after the harvest. Continues the Gemara from Vav with base. Zoru is another type of biru and biru. Tochanu, then they grinded. Hirkidu, they sifted. Loshu kitfu v'ofu, mamash, a whole process of doing a bread until getting to baking. V'honu einlanu peh le'echol, and we can't eat anything. Meaning he's saying the early generations made the Torah so easy for us to access, and we still don't have a mouth to eat. We have a finished bread, and we still can't eat it. We don't understand what they said. So the more of Abba Barzvin of Shom Zehiro, Yavu kadmoi malachim, the early generations were like angels. So then we are compared to them, we're human beings. If you look at them as human beings, so then we are like donkeys. Then they said, we're not even similar to the donkey or Pirchas Ben Yair. What is a Yishaita? The Reb Chaim explains over here, there was a story, the Reb Yirmiyah sent a basket of figs to Reb Zahira, and the figs were not fixed from Dmai, meaning Dmai when we were not so sure if they took away Maestros from it. So Reb Yirmiyah thought themselves, for sure Reb Zahira will not eat it without doing Maestr. But Reb Zahira did eat it. So he said, you're not even like the donkey of Pirchas ben Yair who did not eat something which is not fixed, as the one is going to say now in a moment. So meaning we are compared to the early generations like donkeys, but not like the good donkeys, like the donkey of Pirchas ben Yair. What is the story with the donkey of Pirchas ben Yair? It says the Gemara, Chamay to Pirchas ben Yair, the donkey of Pirchas ben Yair, Kanavtel Yistoy Belelio. Thieves stole it in the night. Avdas Tmir Gabon was hidden by them, Tlosa Yomim for 3 full days, Veloy Tamaklum, did not want to eat any food because it was not fixed from Maestros. But as a Tlosa Yomim, after 3 days, Imlechun Mechazarta, decided to return it to the owner. Let's get it out of here so it will not die by us. Afkuno, they took it out. So it went and it stood in front of the gate of its owner. It started screaming. It started braying because it was so hungry. Leave to open for this aluvo, for this poor animal. 3 days, it didn't eat anything. So they opened the door, and she came in. Said, let her eat. They gave in front of her barley. She didn't want to eat. Doesn't want to eat. Is it mitukun? Is it a problem of tevel? Yeah, there's no problem with trumas umaisis. What about demai? So again, we have trumas umaisis. When you have barley growing in the field, you have to be mafish trumas umaisis. And Amaretz, we're not sure if he did Maestros. We know he did Trumas, we're not sure if he did Maestros. We say probably Roiv Amaretz's master him. Most Amaretz do Maestros. But there's some that don't. So there's a Chumr there, Rabbanon, that maybe there's no Maestros. So he said, did you take care also of the Demai, of the Maestros that's only a Suffolk? Amulez, they told him, like an Alpha Rebbe, didn't you teach us? Halakach Lezera Ulebehemo. Someone who buys not to eat it, but to plant it, or to give it to an animal to eat, or kemach loiris, or flour to put on heights, or shemen lener, oil not to put into a candle, not for eating purposes. V'shemen losel was a kelim, oil just to smooth the kelim. Potter min admai, they don't do admai. Admai is only when you're actually going to eat it. Here they brought it, they bought these barley to eat, to feed an animal. So you're not chayav to be mafresh admai. What should we do to this poor animal? She's machmir on herself more than she needs to. So they took away the demai and then she ate. I just explained a little bit that although a donkey has no chumrah, it doesn't keep mitzvahs, but it reflects the owner. Reb Pinchas ben Yair was so machmir in mitzvahs that its animal, its donkey, was also so machmir that even demai, it didn't want to eat barley, that demai was not taking out of it, even though meikar adin, you could do it. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Lamed Vov.